Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Oh, wow, crazy me. I almost forgot to call in. That was close. Now I'm doubled up on my switchboard. But I'm getting ready to open the chat room. For those of you who want to join in, go to BTR, join the chat room, have a chat name, or if you have a website, that's also good as your chat name, so people can go and find out what you're doing or what you're selling or what you're creating out there in the world. Anyway, never a bad idea to join the chat room anyway. Get in a lot of interesting chats. Learn some stuff. That's pretty cool, too. But you can have some fun. All right, now, meanwhile, I heard something about Castro on the news today.
Señor, not so far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year, and there's a reason. The season never closes there. Love and music you'll find everywhere. People always having fun down there. So, come along. I'm on my way to Cuba, that's where I'm going. Oh, Cuba, that's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing, and where dark eyes tell us, like their fellas, panatellas. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in Cuba.
Producers knocking down my door. This is the fate that is in store for me. Oh, when I'm famous, I
Thank you.
Anything not to pay union musicians. You know? I just, hello there, you sweetie. Well, want to be in a show? Oh, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on. Yeah, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't say no ladies. You buy 8 drinks now. Let's talk about what we're really here for, me. Me, yes, Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it, once my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He was just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet. He says, look at that. You know, it's a man thing. But it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule.
Still good.
Me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You wanted some tea? Is it still good?
She got it.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want your stinky old present. You've given me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea, you know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! You go to a wedding. You're not even seated. They're like... Grandma, put those rolls back. Why? They just gonna throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first.
Hurricane Sugarcane and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. I didn't know. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Lisa! No, 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 I don't have time for this kind of, what I'm saying, so stop! Mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms, cliches you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What did you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She was giving me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from absolute vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair and my mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, oh, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right. You feeling poetic?
Feeling poetic.
Okay. Feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. Like the guys in the office, or your boss is really nice, except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was not even enough to think that Panera food was for the elderly. Black and white label. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish. Not to be confused with that. from that area. What all this has to do with nothingness, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things, like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Tucker's in the house because her phone number's up. Betty Jo, I thought they fixed that problem. I guess they didn't, huh? Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday, which is tomorrow, at 4 p.m. And let's see who she's having on tomorrow, Judy Reyes. Thank you for the pronunciations. I won't keep mispronouncing it. I love her. She's a terrific actress. Winner of two Alma Awards for Scrubs. She is a great comedic talent, too. Gun Hill Road, film to release on DVD March 5th, and she discusses her exciting career, as only Betty Jo can make her discuss. Oh, you've seen her on a lot of TV shows. When you see her, you go, oh, that lady. I know her. Okay, so they're going to be talking about Gun Hill Road. That's Movie Addict Headquarters, Tuesdays at 4, with your host, Betty Jo Tucker. Who else is in the house? The Steve Mendoza Show. I think your show is on Saturdays. Is that correct, Steve Mendoza? He's typing right now in the chat room. And by the way, if you're listening, you can join the chat room at any time. Just join it on BTR Radio. How can I slip that? I need another cup of coffee and make an apple pie. Yeah. Who's not here? He must be busy somewhere else. Yeah, our friend George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. His show is today at 4 p.m. George Bettinger. Why is it whenever I say his name, I want to impersonate somebody? I don't know. But he's a great impersonator. Here's a little something he whipped up.
Say to say goodbye and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hello, an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Whoa, that was George Bettinger. I got a bunch of people here to promote as well. Things going on. Hi, Nancy. Hi, Betty Jo. Oh, you got in the room, Betty Jo. Well, let's see how long you can stay. It must be your server or the, I think Cyanide was saying whatever, if you go through Chrome or, you know, Foxfire, whichever one you're going through, try switching over to another one. The server must interrupt itself or something. Okay. Hey, comedian and my friend, Dave Koenig's got a great show going on. Now, as you know, Dave has won 3 Emmys, which is pretty darn good. And his new show with a direction and musical score by Ian Finkel, Addicted to Show Business. It's a one-man comedy tour de force. I can't wait to see it. Okay, it's hilarious. It's uplifting. You're going to love it. Go see it. It is at every Wednesday at 8 p.m. from the preview was February 27th. The next show will be March 6th. The next show is February 27th. I am so ahead of myself. March 6th, March 13th. So those dates again, February 27th, March 6th, March 13th is opening night, then the 20th and the 27th with an open-ended run. And, March 13th, that might be the night to go. There's an opening night party. That sounds like fun. And for more information, go to www.davekoenig.com. Okay, he gave me too much. It printed out so big here. Let me get the show. It's at the St. Luke's Theater, 308 West 46th Street. You can also get tickets on Telecharge. Run, Steve. You're going to love that show. You're going to love it. Go see it. Order your tickets today. All right, Uniquely Moving, Dave Koenig kicks his comedy old school backstage. Tickets are a telecharge, and it's at St. Luke's Theater, 308 West 46th Street, New York City. That's between 8th and 9th. That's also Theater Row. They can have a cheap dinner. Also, if you are on TVDS, you can get your tickets there, too, a little with some price off on that. So that's a plug for my friend Dave Koenig. More plugs to follow soon. Anyway, it's all good. It's all good, people. Okay, what do we got going on here, too? Here's Steve Mendoza, pimping me.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now back to our show.
Very good. Very good, Mendoza. Oh, George Bettinger has popped in. He must have heard us talking about him. I guess that's it. The Mom and Pop Shop every day at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. And I think Cyanide, you're everywhere. You're listening to everybody's show. Good for you. Mom and Pop Shop today at 4 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Hot Mix 106. Oh, yeah. We're a fun show, aren't we? We are a very fun, fun show. Okay. Let's keep it going. With some insanity. How about that? How about insanity? I like insanity. Do you like insanity? I sure do. That's me having an inner dialogue, by the way.
They faced when they ran out of food, and it didn't look like anyone was going to find them. So they had to make what was probably the most gut-wrenching decision of their lives, which was to eat the dead. Oh, what a decision to have to make. And if that weren't heinous enough, who would you eat first? Family? Friends? In what order? Dad? Mom? Sis? In what part? Ugh, just picturing the process upsets me. Well, many therapy sessions later, and soon after my therapist disconnected his phone and moved away without telling me, a cab driver reminded me that blood is thicker than water and Tiping is not a town in China. Well, logic dictates, okay, not everybody's logic but mine, the first course should be your best friend or college roommate. With that in mind, I composed a little ditty, which should they ever do a musical version of the movie Alive, I want the producers to feel free to put this song anywhere in there. And I would like to preface this by saying this song is in every way in bad taste. I ate my best friend's brain today. I baked it in the sun. She said that she had all the brains. Now I have more than one. La-di-da, la-di-da. She wasn't really a great friend. Never would she backward bend or go out of her way to lend me her pay. So I ate my best friend's brain. La-di-da, la-di-da. I don't know what a best friend is. Should be something more. A friend would let you eat her brain when you're not near a store. La-di-da, la-di-da. We went to the same school, lived in the same dorm. When she bought me a beer, but the beer was warm. So I ate my best friend's brain. La-di-da, la-di-da. And when the plane crashed in the snow, for her it was the end. She was always more cerebral, so I cracked open her cranium. I made a frittata of her medulla oblongata. My leg was broke, but I didn't choke. When I ate my best friend's brain, la-di-da, la-di-da. When I ate my best friend's brain.
There is something so wrong with me, everyone. There just is, isn't it? I think so. Oh, well, I have fun. What can you do? George Bettinger's in the house. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, 106 Hot Mix. Oh, yeah, today at 4 p.m., Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Betty Jo Tucker, tomorrow, it's Movie Attic Headquarters. Oh, I love Reese. Reyes. She is so cute, and what a talent. I hope to see her in more things. That's going to be a great show, Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m., Blog Talk Radio. Cyanide's in the house. Cyanide, you're one funny guy. One funny guy. Speaking of funny, I had great fun. I found a new open mic, Mendoza. I sent you the email. You got to go check these out. This one was the best so far because there was no minimum, no drinks, no nothing. You just go, you perform, and that's it. Very supportive environment run by Sassy Keegan, and it was nice. It was a nice little room, and it was nice being with people who didn't know my act because I was working on some new material, which I'll try to download to an MP3 and play on my show. But that was all fun. And Sassy's part of the New York Comedy School, and it's only a comedy school taught by one of the owners of three New York City clubs, and that is Al Martin. And it's also co-taught by Chris Murphy, and he's got 20 years experience there, and he's appeared on so many shows, Comedy Central, Tough Crowd, and where he's a Louis C.K., just to name a few. So if you're interested in learning comedy, Steve, or taking a class, this is the place for you to go. Okay, the next session starts March 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. You can go to www.newyorkcomedyschool.com. Tell them Sassy sent you. It's a 6-week course. But many people say, Nancy, how do I get in comedy? Well, here's just one of the many inroads. Okay. So check it out. Check it out. And I think they have a discount if you join before. Was that today? Yeah. No. If you join before 2-7, you save $75. Can't beat that. The New York Comedy School. And also check out Sassy Keegan and her open mics. And Steve, I sent you the email. You can go to Bad Slava, and you can see anything New York. Let's see, she does New York Comedy Club, the new club they have in the Village, and I'm sorry that it slipped my mind right now. And that was the great one. It's on McDougal Street. And also the Broadway Comedy Club. So here's a chance to get on stage. Oh, you're at school at 6 a.m.? I got no class. You got no class. Very funny. Anyway, always a funny crowd here. I never know what they're going to be talking about. But let's keep the insanity going. with, where's my friend? My friend Jessica Delfino is going to be roasting Ricky Schroeder this week at the Friars Club. So let's hear it for Jessica, huh? She's crazy and she's wacko. Here we go, Jessica. We love you.
You look angry and horny as hell. Are you mentally ill or did you just get out of jail? I'm assuming he's your target, but what do you know? Because I got this whistle and I'm ready to blow, so don't rape me. Don't rape me. Don't rape me. You look really scary and you're moving fast, but I'm looking for a love that's going to last. I got B.O., I haven't showered for days, and it's quite possible that I got the big AIDS, so don't rape me. Don't rape me. Don't rape me. Well, you hear about rape on the news and TV, and the mayor don't care, so it's up to me. Well, I got a plan, so rapists gather around. I'm gonna pipe your asses out of town.
Going with you, man. Of the dress awkward all by yourself. I did everything for Mrs. Reagan. Denny, she'd say, no one dresses me better than you. Yes, it was always Denny. I've kept all of her things. Even the stockings she wore that day for the last time. She'd flung them over the chair in her bedroom when she changed into her shopping clothes. I shall always blame myself for the divorce. It was my fault for being out that evening. You see, I'd gone to the movies and stayed late. It was a double bill. Donovan's Brain and Hellcats of the Navy, some of her finest work. When I returned about 10:30, I heard she'd gone out shopping. I felt worried at once. Neiman Marcus was having a sale. She would have never gone out if I'd been here. She always listened to me. It was midnight, and she had not come back. I went and told Mr. Reagan I was worried. He said, I expect she's spending the night down at the store. I'm sure she'll come up first thing in the morning when the sale's over. I sat on my bed till 5:30. Then I couldn't wait any longer. I got up, put on my coat, and went down to the mall. It was quiet and misty like it is today. The wind had dropped. There wasn't a sound down at the mall. And then I saw it, there on the counter, her credit card. Alongside it, a light flashing. Credit denied. One of her invoices came in the afternoon mail, along with a note. Credit denied. The divorce papers came in with the evening news. Nancy leaves Ron. Credit denied. You wouldn't think she'd been gone for so long now, would you? Not with the way I keep the room, just as she had had them kept. You would think she'd just gone out for a little while and would be back in the evening. I feel her everywhere, don't you? Sometimes in the corridors I fancy I hear her just behind me. That quick, light footstep, I could not mistake it anywhere. And in the gallery there, I fancied I'd seen her leaning over it and calling to Mr. Reagan like she used to. Here, boy. Here, boy. Do you think she can see us now? Do you think the divorce come back and watch the living? Sometimes I wonder if she comes back here to the ranch and watches you and Mr. Reagan together. Imelda. Will there be anything else, Mrs. Marcus? I'm going now. I know where everything is. Don't touch a thing.
for tuning in today. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio's Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Don't forget to catch my friend's show, Addicted to Show Business, Dave Koenig. Go to www.davekoenig.com for more information. I don't know. Somebody's calling in from Facebook, but if I don't know you, I'm sorry I don't pick up. And it's the end of our show now. So thank you all. Betty Jo, you're such a trooper hanging in there. Betty Jo Tucker, tomorrow at 4 p.m., one last plug for Betty Jo. Thank you.
Yay!
Yeah, that's all, folks.